comes that.
It becomes that. Thank you. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. So we were discussing with regards to praise, a person who is being praised and a person who is being criticized. So a person whose gaze is on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only that person, he won't be affected by the praise also, and he won't be offended by the criticism, because he understands that praise is only for Allah Ta'ala. And if somebody has to criticize me, so then I must check. If the fault is in me, I must thank the person. Thank the person that now you pointed this thing out to me. At least I can sort it out. Before I pass away, I can sort it out. And if it's not there, what this person is saying, he's just saying it out of enmity. Bhai, what's happening there? Excuse me, what's happening? You're holding the wall, what? Come, move away from the wall, come this way. Young people, you're not, come this side. Move from there, yeah. Come this side. I mean, you can hear, stand up, come this way. Oh. Where did that sunnah started from? We've got students leaning on walls. Gee, some person is elderly, got back problems, somebody, different story. Young people, how gonna lean on the wall? Gee, so that person whose gaze is on Allah Ta'ala, so if somebody takes out his fault and that he really checks within himself and he finds that no, the fault really is there, so now he will thank that person because he can make islah of it. Each person wants to make islah. Now what's the biggest issue in islah is we can't see our faults. We don't know what to make islah of. Now, what's the next thing I'm supposed to make islah of? So now if somebody does us a favor and they point it out to us, so alhamdulillah, it's a shortcut, right? They made it easy for us instead of us now using our head to check. Because sometimes we can't understand or we won't know if we're hurting somebody else. If somebody is hurting us, we'll know. If we the one getting hurt, we'll know. But if our actions are hurting somebody else, we won't know. So if somebody points it out to us, then alhamdulillah, very good. And if the person is taking out some fault, some criticism, and it's just lies. It's lies, it's not there, it's unfounded. The person has got some enmity, and for that reason he's mentioning. So then you make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. That, Ya Allah, you safeguarded me from this fault. Protected me from this fault. And protect me from other faults also. So you make shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat. The one who is closest to the person, the one who is labeled in the Hadith Sharif as having naqise aqal. It's got a defective intellect. Namely, a person's wife. So she will be the cause of such trials more than anyone else. Because now you're living in close proximity to the person, and on top of it, the person is naqise aqal. So now you're going to get a lot of trials from that person. In the same way, you benefit a lot from the person also. So much benefits. How much that person can benefit, how much the wife can benefit the husband, nobody else can benefit the husband. The khidmat that the wife can make for the husband, nobody else can make that khidmat. And then the amount of trouble she can give also, nobody else can give also. Both ways. It works both ways. So, any individual with a nākise akal is incapable of seeing the consequences of his or her actions. Just look at other situations as well to see the truth of this. So the wife is the same. She will use her tongue with great liberty, unaware of the consequences. So a wali is that person to whom praise and criticism, censure are equal. Praise doesn't make him conceited. Criticism doesn't produce malice. When a person gets, he's got dirt in the heart now. He's got dirt in the heart. That shows he's suffering from ujub. That's why he's getting offended. And he's developing dirt in the heart. Or he's got kibar, which is worse. He's got pride. That's why somebody pointed out something. Now he got so offended. He's so upset. How can they talk about me like that? So this kina, malice, and kibar, pride, are internal evils, right? Internal evils. So a wali of Allah Ta'ala, he is pure of these internal illnesses. He neither has kibar, nor does he have kina. There isn't pride, nor is there any malice. See, you must understand something. One is to get affected. Somebody does something, somebody says something, and we get emotionally affected. That is human. That is human. A human is an emotional being. And emotions are something that are like a roller coaster. Sometimes it's slow, sometimes it's fast, sometimes it's going up, sometimes it's going down. So emotions is something that we don't have control over. We don't have control over emotions. What we have control over is our actions. For example, somebody made us angry. So we became very, very angry. That is natural. That is human. If you don't get angry at all, so what are you going to swallow? Allah Pak says, "Wal kaazimeen al ghayz." So there has to be something to swallow. See, you may be very angry, so you must swallow. No, you may be very, very angry, then swallow some more. But now, if a person don't get angry, so what is going to swallow now? There's nothing to swallow. So the emotions will come. And sometime a person may have troubled you, irritated you, did something to you. And you feel that, look, I don't want to associate with this person now. That doesn't mean you got kina in your heart. That doesn't mean you got kibar in your heart. Sometimes you get worried, now, you know, must be I got kibar, I got kina. No. If you feel that, look, this person now, we're not jamming, right? He got a different style. I got a different way, he got a different way. So rather I just steer clear. I don't want to get involved with this person. We're not the same blood type, right? Different blood type. In, you know, in English they say, not my cup of tea. Not my cup of tea. So not your cup of tea, then don't drink the tea. Nobody asks you. You just steer clear, right? Stay away from that person. That doesn't mean this kibar and kina. Kibar and kina. Kina, you got malice. How do we identify that I got malice? You see, I want harm must come to that person. So I've got malice in my heart. I want harm must come to that person. If something bad happens to that person, I take joy in it. Take joy in it. You are good. It deserves it. So I take joy in it. That means I got some dirt in my heart. Right? I want that person to be harmed. I want to take revenge. I want to do something. If I'm too coward, I can't do anything. If somebody else did something or something happened to him, I'm very happy. So that shows I got dirt in my heart. Right? Kibar, I don't want to be associated with that person because he's not in my league. He's not in my league. So I don't want to be associated with him. He is too low. So now when I'm with people, I talk ill of him. I deride him. I put him down. Even if he achieves something in life, he achieves something, I can't acknowledge it. I can't acknowledge it. I must find a fault with it. Whatever he achieves also, I must find a fault. So there's kibar, there's ujub, there's a problem now. I got a problem inside. And when I got this malice and I got this kibar, then whatever hukuk that person enjoys over me, I won't fulfill that hukuk also. I won't fulfill the rights. Right? So now I got a problem. Now I'm not controlling my emotions. Right? See, Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made dua to Allah Ta'ala. The words are to the effect that I am just towards them with regards to that which is within my control. Right? Don't take me to task regarding that which is not in my control. Right? So what Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was referring to, the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, radiyallahu anhunna ajma'in, that I am just to them with regards to that which is in my control. In other words, fulfilling their hukuk. Right? What is their right over me? Justice with regards to that. Now it's a different masla whether that applied to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or not. Right? Fuqaha explained that a lot of things in marriage that apply to the ummah, it didn't apply to Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, due to his high level of akhlaq, he still made amal on those things, despite it not being binding on him. But he still made amal on it. Right? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making dua to Allah Ta'ala, that Ya Allah, when it comes to my time, so I am being just. When it comes to their nafaka, I am being just. I am fulfilling whatever the dues are, the rights I am fulfilling. But now, when it comes to the matter of the heart, see, the heart is not in our control. When it comes to the matter of the heart, now, don't take me to task with regards to that. To explain it to all my young friends now, they don't understand this other story. They're not married and all that, so they don't know about that. So if you give them some example, they can relate to. Right? So you see, if outside here, there is one C63 SO. What is it? What comes after the 63? S. No. Huh? What? All right. He say anything. Wrong with the C63. So if there's C63 there, and next door the C63 is M3. The one C63, one M3. So now, some people, their hearts will just get attracted to the C63. Something wrong with them. We'll make them up. But they get, hearts will get attracted to the C63, right? You know, other people, naturally, their heart gonna get attracted to the M3. They just like the M3. Other people like the C63. Other people like the M3. Right? Latter are the intelligent ones. But anyway, so that is a fitr, you know what I mean? It's a matter of the heart now. You can't help it. Somebody likes that, somebody likes this. You can't change that now. This is a matter of the heart. Now, no matter how much fazail they give of this C63, boy, chore there. I'm an M3 fan. Isn't it? I'm a BMW fan. Right? Or the Mercedes fellow will say that BMW waste of time. I'm a Mercedes fan. And then one fellow from the back, he say, leave the C63 and leave this M3, bring RS3. So everybody got their likes. So that is a matter of the heart. Right? So like that, when it comes to human beings, when it comes to people, whatever, you're not gonna have the same feeling towards everybody. You can't have the same feeling towards everybody. But you got to treat everybody with justice. You got to fulfill everybody's hukuk. You're sleeping in a boarding, in a room. You're not going to like everybody in that room the same. You'll have somebody there, maybe he's your cousin, doesn't. You know him, now you got a different taluk with him. Another person there, he's from your district. So you got a different taluk with him, right? Another person there, he got nice chocolates. So you got a different taluk with him, right? And then somebody else there, now you don't know him from nowhere, a new person came, got his own style, and now you don't like him, right? So you don't have to like him. Nobody said you have to like him. You don't have to like him. But you got to treat him well. Even you don't like him, you got to treat him well. You got to talk to him well. If he's sick, you got to make his khidmat. Right? If he needs something, you can help him, you got to help him. That's your duty as an insan, whether you like him or you don't like him. But now if there's kina in the heart, kibar in the heart, I think we can open now. Eh? It's hot. No lights. So if there's dirt in the heart, now what we'll be doing? How we can harm him? We don't like this person's style. He got a different kind of attitude. So now how are we going to harm him? Let's do something. Prank him, harm him, tease him, right? If he has to get involved in one fight, you get involved in one dispute, one fight. Now, inside you, you're hoping he catches a hiding. So that is now that kina and that kibar and all that. Understand? You see, when it comes to family members also, whether you like the family member or you don't like the family member, you got to maintain the family ties. So maintaining the family ties doesn't mean that you got to be pally with every family member. But you mustn't have dirt in the heart for anybody. That is the real meaning of family ties. You don't have dirt in the heart. If you can't get on with someone, you can't get on with someone. But whatever right that person has, that person enjoys certain rights over you, you have to fulfill those rights. Whether you like it or not, you got to fulfill those rights. Understand? So Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali is giving this, the famous incident of Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. He was bay'at to Hazrat Haji Sahib, Haji Imdadullah Sahib, Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali. So, for some period of time, Hazrat Haji Sahib, he didn't receive any letter from Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Sahib. Now you can gauge from here how much of tawajjuh of the Shaykh was on the murid. That he's monitoring now that I didn't receive letter from him. Right? So the Sheikh writes to the Murid now. Haji Sahab, he writes to Maulana Rashid Ahmad Sahab. That period of time now, I haven't received any khat from you, didn't receive any letter from you. What's your ahwal like? What's your condition? So Maulana Rashid Ahmad Sahab, he wrote back to Hazrat Haji Sahab. He wrote that ahwal are for sahibe ahwal. In other words, these conditions and all that, this is for like big people, it's not for me. He said, my situation, he said, of what significance is this servant's condition? Yes, one thing I'm experiencing now is that praise and criticism both have become equal to me. So as Haji Sahib wrote back, he said, Mubarak, Shabash. Now, congratulations to you. If this is your condition. My heart is happy. My heart is happy with you. Then Hazji Rahmatullahi uses a term here. Tajalliye af'ali has manifested itself on you. But at this juncture, he didn't explain this term. He just said the meaning of this will be explained in some future majlis. He didn't explain this term here. So Haji Sahab Rahmatullahi, Haji Imdadullah Sahab Rahmatullahi, he was congratulating Maulana Rashid Ahmad Sahab Gangohi Rahmatullahi on this great achievement, that praise and censure are both equal to him now. So now, normally at the end of every majlis, Hazji Rahmatullahi, he will recap the majlis. He said a number of topics have been discussed today. We have seen how the i'tiqadi hypocrites, meaning those who were really hypocrites in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, despite their hypocrisy being known to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but consideration was given to them in those days. And how the amali hypocrites, that in our zamana we can't say a person is an i'tiqadi hypocrite, we don't know. But amalan, the person's actions are not right. So the amali hypocrite is also given due consideration today. So incidents showing Haji Sahab, Haji Imdadullah Sahab Rahmatullah Ali and the Dunyadar, Sir Sayyid Ahmad Khan's attitude towards imposters have been related. Right? Good qualities, now this Hazaji is saying, that good qualities, nek, akhlaq, you know, akhlaq-i hamida, is not produced merely by the recitation of tasbih. Some people think that this almost to me, Lord, so much zikr, and I'm very good. No. Good akhlaq doesn't come about merely by the recitation of tasbihat. Good akhlaq flows from a person who becomes a friend of Allah. Person becomes a friend of Allah, now automatically good akhlaq will flow from that person. An item is recognized by the effects it produces. So the Shaykh is constantly assessing how much and to what extent these effects have manifested themselves in the murid. The Shaykh doesn't only look at the murid's namaz. Yes, in this era of our decline, these are days of our downward slide. The Shaykh may content himself if a murid just is reading his namazes, because the era of decline. However, when a Shaykh notices that a murid is striving hard in suluk, then the Shaykh's attitude and treatment is accordingly different to that particular murid. This is what many people, they don't understand in tasawuf. And many people, they may have had taluk with Hazrat Moinuddin Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, but I don't think they understood properly what was his ready, what was his mizaj, and what he was trying to achieve with the murids. Right? Because Hazrat was very soft, right? So, if the murids came there and they said, Hazrat, oh, the people are here, man, let's get for them crystal steak sandwich. And Hazrat knew all students there and all that, now they all, their mouths are watering for it, he'll say, alright, get it. Alright, never mind, bring it. But then, there were murids of Hazrat Rahmatullahi whom he prohibited from eating any takeout food. Yet there were ulama who were bay'at to him, and he never told them stop eating takeaway food. But there were others, he stopped them. You don't eat the takeaway. So the sheikh is checking. So he's, it's not that. Now what sabak the murids take? What they talking about doubtful now? What they talking about all these things? Hazrat used to allow it. What they say? So, no, Hazrat used to allow it. He used to allow debonairs, pizza, everything on the dastarkhan. So now what sabak the murid took? No, so I can carry on eating everything. But did he take the time out to go and sit with the sheikh? Did he show the sheikh that, you know what, I am now progressing with my taqwa, I'm progressing. So now the sheikh will tell him, right now, you stop that. You stop this. Stop. So many things. Hazrat Rahmatullahi, women want to make a woman's gym. Only ladies. Only ladies. Who it's gonna attract? Moli Saab's wives. Tablighi Saab's wives. Because the other people's wives, they not bothered. They going and jumping there in virgin active and everything. And their husbands too are not bothered that their wives are jumping there. No problem. So the ones who are a little bit more concerned. Right? So now, so there's a niche market now. So somebody will come out with, no, we make a ladies gym. Full only ladies come. Right? So at that time I asked Hazrat Rahmatullahi, now, is it okay for the ladies, no? Hazrat said, not allow. Not allow. So I said, but Hazrat, it's only ladies. I want to understand now. So only ladies, on the instructor, the gym, the lady doing the exercises, whatever, the instructor, that's a lady. And only ladies allowed there. No men allowed there. Not one. No music. No men allowed there. So Hazrat asked. He asked me, how they're going to dress? When they're doing exercise, how they're going to dress? I said, no, they'll wear some tracksuit, t-shirt, something. He said, so now, is it correct for one lady to see another lady like that? Is it correct now for the one lady to see another lady like that? So how can that thing be permissible? But today, people who had taluk with Hazrat, they have got swimming pools only for ladies, gyms only for ladies. Right? But now if you go to tell them something, that Hazrat was not in favor of these things, then you're too hard. You're too hard. Hazrat wasn't like this. But these things we heard directly from Hazrat. One is, what is the goal and the objective, what the sheikh is trying to achieve out of that murid. And one is the treatment. The person, the sheikh now is, a man goes to the gym first day. He didn't do any weights in his whole life. His eating is all upside down. Maybe he got no stamina, nothing. So what they tell him there now? So alright, you just pick up this 2 kg, 2 kg, yeah? Pick up this 2 kg dumbbell and you play with it a little bit and you just run on that, what they call that thing? Huh? On the treadmill for 5 minutes And you go on a bicycle there 5 minutes, and then you see the steps here, 3 steps up, 3 steps down, you just go 10 times up, down. Now, that instructor is that he is near, that this person must remain like that. But if this person, he can't progress further, so he'll leave him there, because if he's going to take him a little bit more, mari jaye. And then he'll get a heart attack or something for him. But now when he sees that, no, this person, now he got some stamina, he built up some muscle, he built up some stamina, now I tell him, alright, now, buddy, that 2 kg, 2 kg, leave it for the small children, now you start picking up 10 kg, 10 kg. And after he'll tell him, right, now you're getting a bench press now, and now you have to do, what lift? What do you call it? Deadlift. So now you won't die if you do a deadlift. So do a deadlift. But it takes a while to reach there, isn't it? Allah Ta'ala khair kare. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand. And give us tawfiq to make amal. And give us tawfiq to maximize in the Mubarak month of Ramadan Sharif also. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.